Once I succeeded at my first 24 hours of living essentially from my heart, these next directives were added to my sadhana. It was like layers wafting down. 40-day sadhana, be in my heart, feet on the ground. So see, it starts with the same foundation and then more gets added in. Slow roots, steep savor infuse, global leadership initiative, what can I say yes to? Cultivate courage, one small thing daily that takes courage 5 of 7 days a week. Embrace my ego, ego loving, opening the valves. I dedicate my life to the divine. It was at about this time that I received my first proof that what I was doing, it wasn't a spoof. I began to notice, as sure as anything, that when I was in my heart, my soul began to sing. When I was in my heart, this is not hypothetical, it is actual, trust me, it is very real. There was zero fear. Yes, you hear me correctly. Your ears, they are true. When I'm at home in my heart, there is an absence of fear. Not an inkling, not a measure, not a teaspoonful, not an ounce. There is no fear, no, not any. It has vanished. It is gone. I will give you an example from my own history book. This happened quite recently. My head, it shook. I was cycling one evening where I live in wilderness. I had been in the village. It was time to ride home. I live a 20-minute swift cycle through paths in the woods. I live in the wilderness. This is my home. There are bears here and coyotes, cougars, and wolves. This story I'm about to tell you, this one is about elk. It was now late September. It was rutting season. It was loud. The bull elks were gathering their harems. There were dozens of cow elks around. The path I had taken an hour earlier into town, it was now the rutting field. I would have to go around. The light, it was fading. It was swiftly becoming dusk. And so I rode off the pathways. I rode through the mud. I rode up the mountainsides. I rode off the trails. And never, not once, did my heart rate prevail. I was noticing as I was cycling that something had changed. For in the past, there'd have been adrenaline. There would have been fear. For I could barely see now, I was cycling in trust that I would not encounter a wild animal or slip down a slope. When I returned to my haven, my sweet, quiet home, it was miraculous. It was monumental. My head, it shook. For this was the first time ever that fear did not swallow me up. When my ego was out of its comfort zone, when it might have felt stuck. Instead, it was peaceful, for it was nestled in my heart. In my body, zero adrenaline and no worry in my head. It was amazing. It was liberating. Nothing to recover from. I'd simply cycled around a great rut. This teaching, it was palpable. I could absolutely trust that within this there lies a principle. Climb into your heart. And as you do this, you too will find that when you're living inside your heart, you truly can trust blind. For your heart becomes your vision. It sees more than your mind. It knows all your safety. It is so kind. So live in your heart now. I do beseech you. This is your ticket to freedom. I now pass this to you. Climb into your own heart. It is perfectly safe. Climb in and you will be awestruck, for it is full of grace. Take any of the measures that I share with you here. Take them as your own, please. Take them. They are yours. I will continue here sharing the evolution of my own sadhana, that it may be a blessing, a freedom ticket for you too. Embrace my ego, ego loving, arose directly out of the inaugural webinar I led beginning mid-August 2011. It was based on the conceptual teachings of the sketch for this book, essentially how ego becomes reabsorbed in its origin within soul. The essential tenet is to not ego bash, rather to love ego, to re-embrace it like a child, to simply take its hand and to lovingly guide it home. Opening the valves derives from one of many embodied energy practices that intuitively came to me as I was beginning to facilitate transformation in other people in the UK in the mid-1990s. It goes like this. The joints in your body are like valves. Like faucets on a pipeline, they are either open or closed. When they are open, energy is flowing in and through you, and thus you feel whole. When they are closed, this is deathly, for you are cut off from life force. and so it is prudent to them to attend. Begin with your ankles if you are standing tall, with your feet hip-width apart and your knees relaxed. As you envisage each of your ankles, or you feel them from inside, imagine that they are faucets and gently open them wide. You will begin to feel a current, a sweet upsurge of light, as it begins its fresh entry flowing up from the earth's delight. Enjoy this sweet savoring, and when it naturally begins, take your awareness with open curiosity and childlike wonder, now up above your shins. Become aware of your two knees, one left and one right, and imagine they are faucets. Perhaps they have been closed tight. Now open them a little. Discover that you can guide this flow. You can play with this to discover how open or slightly closed you prefer. For as you open these gateways, delicious energy begins to flow. If you open them largely, it will actually surge. Find the right precision, adjust it with fine accuracy until you experience a sweet inner glow. Linger here a few moments. This feels delicious, yes? And when you feel ready, let your awareness float up. Find your hips in your awareness. See them in your mind's eye, or feel them internally as sensations. They may feel quite high. Open them as if they are faucets. Let the energy flow upward into your pelvis. Enjoy this show, for the light it is returning into your body now. It may have been vacant, absent for quite a while. Take your time. There is no rush here. Acclimatize. Get familiar with this energy. This is the light. When you've lingered here for long enough, begin to realize that each of the vertebrae, as they ascend up your spine, these connections there as joints as well, and your ribs from your spine, a series of multiple faucets, now begin to open them. The sweet delicacy of energy, it will flow upward. Let it take its time, lingering all the way to your head. Enjoy this opening, this awakening, as it flows up through your neck. Enjoy this lightening, this illuminating as it enters your head. Let's invite the arms into this. Begin with your wrists. Open the valves here, then in your elbows, and enjoy this bliss. For the light, it is flowing up, right up from your hands. Open your shoulders too and witness as it lights up your heart. To complete this, become aware again of the base of your neck. And allow the jaw and the plates in your skull to open like joints. Once you have opened all the major valves, begin to intend that all the tiny, more subtle ones, they will open as well. All connections between bones everywhere, in your feet and your hands, and the micro connections, all the micro valves. Open all of these gently and notice what you feel. You are beginning to glow, my friend. You are beginning to truly heal. For you are healing your memory of being the light. You are discovering it is safe, dear, to again be the light. I recommend that you practice, that you explore this morning or night. Find a quiet time when you're undisturbed, when you can focus your mind. For you are reintroducing your ego to the light. You are literally inviting it to feel the light. I dedicate my life to the divine. This is the most obvious way to synthesize everything that this sadhana is, for it is a process of connecting my little me with myself. It is a process, gradually, slowly, of reconnecting my little will with the divine.